We are learning Masechtas Menachos, Daf Tzadiches Amud Beis, and we are beginning around approximately seven lines from the top. The first words on the line is Hakahasim, and then the line, Tanur Rabbanon, Asara Shulchanah is also Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech, besides for Shulchan Shel Moshe, he had 10 other Shulchanahs. And it's Mavuyer in the Mefarshim that it wasn't like he made it up and decided to make Asara Shulchanahs, because you can't make up anything in the Beis HaMikdash. Everything was Alpi Navi. And there's a special din of his mikdash had 10 shulchanos. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, No, not only one of them had lechem upon him, but we'll see in the Gemara and Daf Tzadik test if we're zeichet to get there today on top. That's before you're there. That there was sometimes you put it there. The Gemara later on has machlekes about this. If you ever put on it, we'll see the Gemara later on in Tzadik test. That's definitely tomorrow, but some of you probably see part of it. But definitely had to be royu for lechem upon him. And there's some on the Amar held you put on lechem upon him. Sometimes you twist around lechem upon him on different shulchanos. But all 11 pashas did not have 11 lechem upon him. No. So Asara Shulchan is also Shlomo HaMelech. Shneim it says in the pasuk, Vayas Shulchan is Asara, Vayanach Behechel, Chamisha Miyamin, Vechamisha Mismoil. You put five on the right side, five on the left side. Right side of what? Left side of what? Vim Toimar means Chamisha Miyamin Pesach, Chamisha Mismoil Pesach. Maybe means five on the right side of the Pesach of the Hechel, and five on the left side. The problem is, it can't be like that. Because why? Im came, Asinu Shulchan V'darim, V'atayru Amru, the Torah says, the shulchan was on the north side of the hechel. If you're facing the hechel, walking into the hechel, the shulchan was on the right side, on the top inside. And it couldn't be. Right, but it was then in the shulchan. It was then in the shulchan. That's a good question. But it was then in the shulchan. The shulchan had to be on the right side. You know, a pisoy, the Gemara already says that shulchan represents panasa, and that's on the right side, and the menorah is the Torah is on the left side. There's something to it. The shulchan is on the right side. There's a reason for it. The tzafon is on the top inside. And that's where it is. So, a kaponim, it has to be on the right side. And here, you have it on the right side or left side, it won't stem. El, you know what it means? El Shal Moshe Be'emza. It means the right and left side of Moshe's Shulchan. El Shal Moshe Be'emza. Chamisha Miyamino, V'chamisha Miyamino. Five on the right side, five on the left side. Now, what does that mean? Right side of what? I'm saying, which direction? We'll talk to the Gemara about that. Exactly, which way? Huh?
Where do you see it going to be on the left?
Tzafon, it says, it has to be on the tzafon side. Oh, so you want to be chesbunet. So, how wide was the hechel? 20 amos. 20, we're not reading that. Right side of a door and left side of a door means the door is in the middle of the hechel.
Right.
On the right side of the door is, let's say you're facing the door
right.
This way. The right side is tzafon, left side is darim.
Right.
If you put five on the right side and five on the left side, so it's on the darim side of the hechel, the shulchan. And it can't be on the darim side of the hechel. Yeah, right. That was the rabbi's kasha. Yes, yes. No. Stop. To all 10 got to be in the tzafon. That was your. Let's take one kasha at a time. He had a kasha. Maybe basically it's different. No, shulchan has to be on tzafon. A shulchan has to be on tzafon. No qualms about it. Has to be in the tzafon. Got that, Clara? All 10 got to be in the tzafon side. Now, all 10 on tzafon side. What does right and left mean? So right and left can't mean a door anymore because it has to be all on the one side of the door. Call it left or right. It has to be all one side of the door, the tzafon side of the door. Now, you want to know what? How do you line it up? Givaldi Akashi. You have to listen well. We're going to get to it soon. How it was lined up, we're going to see that very, very soon. But let's get clear what the Gemara is saying. We have to break it down. We always have to break things down slowly. So first of all, it can't be a minhag pesach, a small pesach, because it has to be in the tzafon. Now, you want to know how it was lined up? Good question. That's what I started mentioning to you. It says, on the right side and left side of Moshe. Now, what does that mean, right side and left side of Moshe? How is Moshe situated? Can mean right side, left side, going up and down, or right and left? We're not sure yet. We'll have to see this through and get it clear as we go along. Tanu Rabbanan. If you have anything that you think that you can add on there, please let me know. Tanu Rabbanan, yeah, what?
The other side is soften,
right? When you're facing the Hechel, we do the right side is softened, yes.
On the right side is softened, yeah. And then so the Shulchan is
all or on the right side. Which direction? We'll see. We'll have to see. After we get to Gemara, I'm going to give you a preview on the Gemara. How it was lined up, we'll see in the Gemara. Gemara is a real Abichas in it. Tanu Rabbanan. That's the Shulchan. Tanu Rabbanan. Esther Menoiris also Shleima. Let's go to the Menoiris now. Shneamar, Vayas, you would want to try to make this up yourself without knowing where the menorah is also. So let's see where the menorah is, which is on the left side. Tanu Rabbanan. Esther menorah is also Shleima. Shneamar says in the pasuk, Esther menorah is Hazav, Esther, Kemishpat. Vayitain Behechel. Chamisha miyamin v'chamisha mismal. Five on the right side, five on the left side. I'm talking about Chamisha min ha-Pesach, Chamisha min ha-Pesach. You have the same problem, because then, let's say I'm facing the Pesach, I'm saying right and left. So the ones on the right are a problem. Why? Because came and team with Safai, Vatar Amra, Vesavnor, Noicha Shokon, has to be in the Dorim. Elsa Moshev Emzach, Hamisha Minam Chishmas Mailo, five on the right, so five on the left side. Okay, so we're getting somewhere. We know all the Shulchanos were on one side, all the menorahs on the other side. Now we're going to get to the next step now. Which part of the Heichal? Now we're going to go first on the length of the Heichal. Remember, the length of the Heichal is 40 by 20. 40 by 20. The length is 40, 20 wide. Now was it in all 40? Used all 40 amas? Let's see. So the Gemara Tani Chodah, one bride says, Mechatzi Bayis Lefnim. From half the house to inside. That's where all the Shekhanas were placed. But Tani Chodah, Meshlusha Bayis Lefnim, from a third of Bayis Lefnim, Hoyim Menachem. V'loi Kasha, it's not a stira. Mark a choshev base kodesh kadoshim ba'adeichel, mark a choshev like a choshev base kadoshim ba'adeichel, which means like this: the first man I'm saying mechatzia bayis means only the heichel. The heichel was 40 amos long; it only started from 20 amos in. The first 20 amos of the heichel was beer, nothing there. And the next 20 amos, we had the 10 shulchanos and the 10 menorahs. You had the all in there. I had said shlusha bayis. Sounds like after a third you start. If you count the kodesh kadoshim, which is another 20 amos, altogether 60. So after 20. Starts the menorahs and the shulchanos again. So we see that the first 20 is beer. It's kuliyama. It's not a stira. Just the shalos. If you count the kodesh kadoshim, then it's from the third and on. You're counting just the heichal from the half and on. So let's go next step. Tana rabbanu. Machloikis how they were lined up. Let's just take the shulchanos for argument's sake right now. We'll see in a second. Tana rabbanu. Mizrach hamarav hoyu menachem. Divrei Rabbi. The shulchanos were lined up from mizrach hamarav, east to west. That means the door is on the east side, and the Kodesh Kodashim is on the west side. So it started by Amma number 20, lined up, Mizrach L'mayir, Pahim Menachem, Divrei Rabbi. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shem. And remember, we said also that all things in the Beis Medrash are going to Arkai. So far we said that. It goes to Arkai. That's what we said so far. Okay. But we'll see if that's true. Okay. So Mizrach L'mayir, Pahim Menachem, Divrei Rabbi. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shem, and Aymer, Tzofen V'darm. Went Tzofen to Darm. Went from north to south. My time with the Rebbe, what's our Rebbe goes that way?
Don't say the
Rebbe
this way or this way.
Don't say yet. Let's just learn. The more we learn, the smarter we get. My time with the Rebbe, Gom Amar Menor, Rebbe holds, it went from Mizrach L'Mayrev, because he learns that from Menor. Ma Menor Mizrach L'Mayrev, they went from Mizrach L'Mayrev, Afan Inami Mizrach L'Mayrev. So he names off Pashtos. That Menor goes Mizrach L'Mayrev. So he says everything else got to be like that also. Zok demar menorah gufa menalan. How do you know menorah itself? Who said? Menachsev v'ner maravi yarachoy se'aro in lefnei Hashem. It says about the ner maravi. That's the first, the one you started with, and the one you ended with. It says yarachoy se'aro in ma'erev adboika lefnei Hashem. So mechlal the kulul avnei Hashem. That's only that one. Oysoy, only one ner of the lefnei Hashem. V'sagadat of tzofim v'daron kulul nami lefnei Hashem. If it went the other direction, every single ner was equally lefnei Hashem. It's like they all had the mizrach vant. It's got here's the meir vant. They all had the meir vant. But if it's one, if it's the other way, then the one guy is the ner maravi gets a chashuv shtela. He's the first. He's the one mamash in front. He has a chashuv spat right in front of Hashem. Mechal kulul nami Hashem. So he says it must be it's mizrach meir. V'sagadat of tzofim v'daron kulul nami lefnei Hashem. So to Gemara, Rav Loz Shem my timer. What's Rav Loz Rav Shimon? So that's what Rabbi says. Rabbi says, how do I know it goes in Mizrach L'Mayrev? Because I've never went Mizrach L'Mayrev. So also probably all Shachanos like that also. Rav Loz Rav Shimon my timer. Goma Ma'aron, Ma'aron Tzofen V'Darim. Like we said, Aron, the length went Tzofen to Darim. Afan Tzofen V'Darim. He always just lined up Tzofen to Darim with the length. Learn from Aron. That's clear. Everyone agrees Aron. That's the halacha. We just learned that before with the Bazen. But Rabbi Nami Ligmar Me Aron. Rabbi also, why you learn that from Aron? Donim chutz mechutz and chutz pnim. I don't want to learn. Rabbi says, I want to learn from Menorah. I'm not learning from Aron because Aron is pnim. I learn chutz mechutz. I learn from your neighbor, not from the Aron, which is in the Kodesh Hakadoshim. I learn chutz mechutz. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, what's Pshat learns that from Aron? Look from Menorah. Amalah, I'll tell you like this. Menorah gufa tzafim adarim av menachas. Menorah himself was tzafim adarim. Aye, the pasuk says vaksiv yarech oisoi Aron avonov. That it sounds like that only one ner pointed towards was lefnei Hashem, nothing else. And here, if it's tzofen darim, everything was lefnei Hashem. So at the moment, sad lo atzdudi, one ner, the middle ner, pointed towards the kodesh kodashim, nothing else did. The Tanya, we have a braisa that where did all the other neiros point to the middle one? The Tanya, mul pnei avneri, yirushivas and neiros, melaman shayim mitzadim pnei klapi neir mitzayi, that all the neiros were klapi neir mitzayi, and now we're saying one was pointing towards the kodesh hakodashim, and that's how you mekayim yarech oisoyel pnei Hashem only on that one, because that one it was klapi marav, everything else was mitzadim klapi mitzayi. So the Gemara, Agav, Aram Nasa, Mekanch, I'm sorry, Meshuvach. Even here, the middle one is Meshuvach. What's in a Geyah? It's the Geyah, if someone has 10 psukim to lean on a Monday or Thursday, there's 3 aliyahs. When you divide 3 by 10, 10 is always the minimum amount of psukim you have. You can't do 9 psukim, you have to do 10 psukim. The problem is, who gets the extra pasuk? So what would you say? So there's a Gemara in Megillah, it says, each one's a reason to say, the first one is always the reason to best, he should get 4. The last one, Acharon Chavah, they should get the 4. Or maybe Emtzai is good, but you bring it right from here. This is right from here, that Emtzai and Meshuvah gets the 4. All three there, 3 different Svaros there. Ayin Shalom, the Gemara, I think it's Megillah. Yeah. So the Gemara, very good shmak. We have Machlokes over here. Mizrach HaMayir, but Tzafim HaDarim on the Shekhanah. So let's analyze that even more. Because we have to know how we're set up. Like in a train? Let's see. Bishlaman Diyama, Mizrach HaMayir. If it went Mizrach to Mayir, Hainu Davei Sivi Asara Be'esrim. Remember that each shulchan is 2 amas long. You line up 10 shulchanas, 2 amas long, it's 20 amas. 20 amas fits into the chatzi hapnim, because it's 40 amas long, fits into 20 amas. And even if it's, what? Bamba kasha, excellent. The Gemara has asked the kasha. Moshe, where's Moshe Rabbeinu's shulchan? We'll get that soon. The Gemara has the kasha. So it fits exactly in 20. And the Rashi speaks out, it's really impossible to make it exact. Okay, so it goes into the little bit into here, it's just keferlich. It's not like Zeres Akasa, the Chatzi Bayis Lefnim. It's fine. It goes a little bit, into, it's fine. You line it up, it's perfect. Bishlam, Lamadi Mizrach Mayer, Behan Adav Yassi V'Asara Be'esrim. Lamadi Mizrach Medarim, you have Yud, it's the whole house, the whole width of the Beis HaMikdash of the Heichel is only 20 amas wide. You can't fit 10 tables in there. It'll be so tight, it can't fit so exact. Elamandim Tzaf Medarim Yud Bechav, how does 10 Shulchanos fit on Tzaf Medarim, 2 amas each, Bechav in 20? Heichav Yasvi, how is it possible? That's Kash number 1. Vesu Kahanim Heichav Ayli, how did Kahanim get in? The Kahanim had to go in, when they put the Lechem upon them on the Shulchan, they had to go to the other side, and while one was taking it off, the other one was pushing it on. They didn't want the Shulchan to be Alech Bonim for a second. So the way he took off the Lechem upon them was, there were 2 Kahanim standing there, but both Barachas, they both took off, and at the same time, the 2 Kahanim were pushing on new things. So how did they get around? They can't even get around. There's like a blockage in the whole Heichel. And Rashi has, that's one pshat. Rashi has another pshat why he can't get in. When the Kohen Gadol has to go to Kodesh Kodashim, he has to get in there. It says, Nimtza Shemila, it's Kol Rechav Hechel, V'Kanem Ba'ek Yom Kippurim, Hechi Ayli, V'Fnei V'Fnim. That was one kasha, only kasha, like I said. Huh? Was in front of it. Was in front of that. That was in front.
No, but Be'er
Chazor was in front of that. No, this is no big deal. This is deep into the 20 amas. It's fine. We're going now. Going this way.
I understand.
Yeah, this could be somewhere in the middle of 20 amas. It's not the other one's length this way. If you're going this way, it could be anywhere. Be'er Chazor was first. Before this. But so kasha number 1 was, how does it fit into the tight space? Kasha number 2 is, how does it kind of get around? Vesu Matzino Hei Shulchan Darmish Vesu Vesu not a kasha Matzino Hei Shulchan Darmish. You now have Shulchan in the Darm. Here you have 5 in the Darm. It's not a problem. You now have 5 in the Darm if it's lined up that way. And another kasha is already holding by 3 kasha, a 4th kasha. Vesu Shulchan the Moshe Echemarachle. Where's Shulchan the Moshe? Vila Tamech, this is your kasha. The even feed of Mandi Yama Mizrach Lamari, you have the kasha Moshe also. Vila Tamech, Lamandi Mizrach Lamari, now we're Shulchan the Moshe, where's the put? So on the Mandi Yama Tzaf and Ladarim, we have 4 kashas, and on this Mandi Yama, 1 kasha. Teres is, Elami Savas Chad Dora Hava, Terei Dora Yenu, it's 2 rows. It's Taka, 2 rows. 2 rows of 5. 5 and 5. Now let's Chazmeret Machlaikas. So according to the Mandi Yama Mizrach Lamari, you have 5. Then you have Moshe Rabbeinu Shulchan and another 5. Go Mizrach Ma'ariv, all in the 10 Amos on the Tzaf inside. It's only 10 Amos on the side. According to the other man, the Amar, in the 10 Amos Tzaf inside, you have on top, you have 5, Moshe Rabbeinu in the middle, and another 5, all in those 10 Amos. Okay. That's what comes out. Zog to Gemara in 2 ropes. Now answer all the kashas. The kashas in Darim, no, everything's in Tzafin. The kasha was, how to get around it? Yeah, you get around it. That's not a problem. And another kasha was Moshe. Moshe was in the middle. And so on and so forth. You answer all the kashas. Had to fit into the 10 the shulchan, the 20 amos. It had to fit in because two rows. Okay, good. So then we're on top of them. Now we want to try to finish the total Tana Rabbanan, at least 6 lines down, 7 lines down, just to get the shulchanas lined up correctly. Then was very curious. Bishlo the man the Amar Safan Vidorim. If you hold Safan Vidorim, Shapir, everything's gavaldic. What's Shapir about this? What Shapir is, that like we just said before, that you have to, the kind of have to stand on two sides of the shulchanos to push on the chalas, take off the chalas. And I always said before that not every shulchan for sure had lechem upon him, but it has to be royu for lechem upon him. Because sometimes he did put it on it, maybe. It has to be royu for lechem upon him. So, Bishlam Adiyam had Safa into Daroim. So they all have space where you could stand, two kind of can stand on one side to another side and put it on and off. Bishlam Adiyam Safa into Daroim, Shabbat is good. Adiyam Mizrach Amayriv, Mechti. Shulchan Kama Moshach Melakoisel, Shte Amis Amechsa. You need 2.5 amis, like we said before about the Aroin. You need 2.5 amis for 2 kahanim to come. So let's picture, on the right side you have a row of 5 shulchanos. 2 kahanim have to walk there together side by side and then turn to put it onto the shulchan. Now why do they have to walk side by side? Why can't they walk behind each other? So the Sefer Yashuv HaTayv says, the reason is because when the first kohen hits the shulchan, he has to stop because they have a viral mitzvahs. So the other kohen has to go around him. So you need space for 2 kahanim to stand side by side. So you need 2.5 amas. So the first shulchan, the first line of shulchanos of 5 shulchanos go mizrach lamayir. If you have a picture on the top, the Rashi, the right side, so the first row has to be 2.5 amos from the wall, and so mashuk min hakoysel shtei amos mechza va'amah d'day. Then the amah of the shulchan itself v'shtei amah mechza. Another 2 amos mechza for other kind of stand here, the beni va'amah of the shulchan of Moshe v'shtei amos mechza the beni va'amah d'day, and the third shulchan, you know, on the going that way. That it was the other row of shulchanos. Now you figure that out. It's 2.5 plus 1 is 3.5. Plus another 2.5 is 6. Six. Then plus another amma of that shulchan is a 7. And then another 2.5 amas is 9.5. And then the shulchan another time is 10.5. So it's 10.5. It comes out part of the shulchan, half amma of a shulchan, is in the darim side. You have a big problem. It's a problem. You have, according to the row, you have 2 rows. You have part of the shulchan in the other side, a half arm of the shulchan on the side. Bishlam other man the yomar tzav medarim is not shver, because there went from the width was mizrach lamayir, not a problem. And the gabbai the other side, exactly 5 shulchanos were condensed in ten amos. Good. But if you just found the army, you have a problem. You need the half arm of juts into the dorim side. Zok to Gemara Teres like this. Mi sav shulchan Moshe v'adav Yosef. Who said it was on the same? It was in between the 2 rows. Loi the madle amonach le amaisle to do porta. First of all, Rashi gives you a fact. He says that the Meiriv side was higher than the mizrach side. As of this mikdash went up towards the Kodesh Yosef, it went up on a little bit of a slant. And they placed the shulchan all the way on the Meiriv side in front of the 2 rows. So it turns out that the Moshe Rabbeinu was like the Rebbe, and the other shulchanos were the Talmid in front of the Rebbe. So let's read it inside one more time. Loi, the madle monochle, you picked it up, monochle, maisilu du, porta, it was a little higher, katamrius ve rabbi. Bekitza, the shulchan Moshe was not in between, you have more room. It was 2.5 hours on the wall, 2.5 hours on the other side, and started the other line of shulchan, row of shulchanos. I, Moshe Rabbeinu shulchan? No, it was in front, it wasn't in between, it was in front, and therefore, everything is perfectly worked out to figure out the length and the way the shulchanos were set up. 2 rows of 5, mechaikis. If 2 rows of 5 were mizrach lamayir, or if it would suffer into darim.